rights. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says the court made its decision, quote, despite a compelling case for reexamination of the medical evidence. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay and Congressman James Sensenbrenner issued a joint statement saying they strongly believe the court made a mistake and ignored the clear intent of Congress, as they called it. The Pentagon says some reservists can now choose to keep their military health coverage for as long as 8 years after they return to civilian life. This new rule affects more than 400,000 National Guard and Reserve members who've been mobilized since September 2001. Only those who remain in the drilling reserves after they're demobilized are eligible. Until now, Guard and Reserve members could retain Defense Department health coverage for no more than 6 months after they leave active duty. From now on, they'll be able to keep it at least a year and as long as 8 years, depending on the length of their mobilization and their commitment. A UN report recommended today that countries pursue legal action against peacekeepers accused of sexual abuse. The recommendation comes after repeated allegations peacekeepers exploited those they've been sent to protect in places like Bosnia, Kosovo, Cambodia, East Timor, and Congo. A judge in Ohio ruled the state's new constitutional ban on gay marriage prohibits domestic violence charges against people who aren't married. Heterosexuals. The ruling stems from a case in which a man was accused of slapping and pushing his live-in girlfriend. The attorney for the man argued the domestic violence charge against him should be dismissed because the new gay marriage ban prohibits any state or local law that would create or recognize a legal status for relationships of unmarried individuals, so the judge reduced the charge to a misdemeanor assault. Prosecutors appealing the ruling. And Bobby Fischer went to Iceland today. He left a detention center in Japan. He told reporters his arrest last summer was not an arrest but a kidnapping. He's wanted in the U.S. for violating sanctions against the former Yugoslavia. This is Air America Radio News.
Want to know everything that's going on here and the world? You need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, it's Al Franken. Next time on the Al Franken Show, I'm going to confront the vicious campaign of innuendo and outright lies that has made every waking hour of my life a living hell. I'm sure you've heard the rumors. Well, tomorrow you're going to hear the truth. I'm sick and tired of taking the abuse, and starting tomorrow, I'm fighting back. Also, Joe Connors. Next time. And Frank.
On Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for either having the courage or the craziness to tune into the program again tonight. I appreciate it very much. We have some tragically amusing audio clips of Too Stupid to Be President for you tonight, something to take your mind off the wall-to-wall news coverage of Terri Schiavo's death watch. And I would imagine she'll be dead before morning, and I say that with respect to the idea of death and release. Wow. By the way, there is going to be a Best of Malloy tomorrow night, a rerun, because tomorrow during the day I have to face my final dental procedure for 2005, so I will be too non-lucid to... carry on an intelligent conversation tomorrow night. So anyway, tomorrow will be a best of, okay, a rerun. An email here, first of all, from Cheryl. She writes about last night. She said, "Hi, Mike, you really got me going last night when you were musing about whether Tom DeLay was paranoid. I was a mental health therapist for 13 years. I pulled out my DSM-4 and looked stuff up. In my opinion... It is my opinion that these right-wing wackos are, for the most part, suffering from personality disorders, which is a combination of antisocial and narcissistic disorder. Call them sociopaths. Most people think of sociopaths as murderers, rapists, etc. There are many functioning people in positions of respect and power who are sociopaths. In my opinion, Tom DeLay's paranoid-sounding statements were simply manipulative on his part." Now, per the DSM-4, Cheryl shares this with us. And you tell me, here's a definition. Antisocial personality disorder. Some of the traits required for diagnosis. Deceitfulness, as indicated by repeated lying, conning others for personal profit. Irritability and aggressiveness. Reckless disregard for the safety of others. Lack of remorse, as indicated by being indifferent to or rationalizing having hurt, mistreated, or stolen from another. What is that? What does that remind you of? Not Tom DeLay, huh? How about Bush? Narcissistic personality disorder. Here's some definitions. A grandiose sense of self-importance. You know, God talks to me, told me to invade that country. Believes that he or she is special and unique and can only be understood by or should associate with other special or high status people. Requires excessive admiration. Has a sense of entitlement. These are narcissistic personality disorder types. Is interpersonally exploitative. Lacks empathy. Unwilling to recognize or identify with the feelings and needs of others. Arrogant. Haughty behaviors and attitudes. Woo-hoo. Cheryl writes, "I will leave it to you to illustrate how all of this this administration's policies, both domestically and foreign, as well as their backing corporations like Enron, Unron, WorldCom, Halliburton, show absolute adherence to the above definitions of antisocial and narcissistic personality disorder." Also, reading a novel last night, Cheryl writes, and want to quote this paragraph out of it, even though this is a work of fiction, this is right on. Quote, "Sociopaths are extremely manipulative. Their emotions run very shallow, and they're intensely self-centered. But they can mimic the emotions they observe in others and feed back the appropriate response. The appropriate response being whatever would be considered normal under the circumstances. They play on people's assumptions of basic human decency. People attribute feelings to them that simply aren't there. Sociopaths are often highly articulate, very charming, and glib. And then the book goes on, quote, a sociopath is a person who is hostile to society. He feels little in the way of normal human emotions except anger. This anger, combined with an almost total self-absorption and complete lack of empathy for others, allows him to commit the most heinous crimes without any guilt or remorse. And Mike, as you know, heinous crimes include legislation that assaults the weakest in society, unprovoked wars, corporate corruption, and so forth. Sorry this is so long. Thought you might want to use the diagnoses. They are certainly definitive in my mind. Cheryl. Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that we are dealing with extremely ill, mentally ill people in several key positions of power in this country. When I think about Tom DeLay, when I think about the magical powers of Senator Frist, he can look at a videotape. This is who was that guy who could diagnose illness? Remember, he lived in Tidewater, Virginia, Kathy. Edgar Casey, yeah. It's like Frist a reincarnation of Edgar Casey or some other mystic? Frist can look at a videotape and make diagnoses, right? Tom DeLay, when the hammer finally comes down on Tom DeLay and smashes him into the dirt, his own corruption in the form of a hammer smashes him into the dirt. I think people are going to stand around and say, yeah, well, we knew that was coming. Bush is just simply beyond redemption. I mean, this is a guy who desperately, well, the whole Bush family needs help. I mean, have you ever seen a more corrupt or dysfunctional family than the Bush family? These people are just unspeakable. Cheney? it goes on and on and on. All right. So many people in key positions of power in the Bush crime family in the United States now are clinically, observably insane. Or non-sane. No, I like the first one. Insane. They're just not running around ripping the legs off of babies and drinking glasses of blood or committing... Well, I guess they are, aren't they? Yes, they are. They're doing it by proxy. They're blowing people up. They're murdering thousands of people around the globe. They're authorizing torture of medieval intensity. They're destabilizing cultures and overthrowing governments. And, I'm sorry, I lost my head there. They are committing mass murder. They're committing murder on a grand scale. We're in trouble. Do you understand that, Truth Seeker? This is where we live now. We live in a country like this. It's run by crazy people. Now, in getting this stuff together for tonight's show, I came across several articles that I probably won't be using tonight. But the global fear and distrust of the United States now is just about a total. Now, granted, there are countries that could withstand harassment from us and respond in kind, like Russia, because of their nuclear arsenal. China, probably because of their overwhelming numerical superiority. But the feeling globally now, from everything I can read, if you disagree, call me, let me know, tell me a part of the planet that looks upon the United States with respect, not fear, respect, and who looks upon the United States as being a country that is about good stuff. In 4 short years, this Bush crime family has turned the United States into an international pariah and monster. The official policy now of the United States is if we feel like it, we will attack you. If we feel like it, there doesn't have to be any justification. And the country is in the hands of a clinically identifiable madmen and women. I don't know. I honestly don't know what's going to happen. If it's going to be handled peacefully and legally and using the rule of constitutional law, then somehow, and I don't know how, I honest to God don't, somehow there has to be a shift in the legislative branch of government, in the House and the Senate, with a majority of Democrats who understand, and maybe you're not speaking out right now because they're terrified, but understand what is happening in this country. After the 2006 elections next year, impeachment proceedings can begin against not just Bush, but a whole clutch of these people. Now, that's really, really, really wishful thinking, isn't it? I mean, that's fantastical or magical thinking, huh? But short of that, what is there? Short of a legal, orderly, constitutionally approved removal of these people from office, what is the alternative?
Does he care if children die? La, 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 la. Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt. Let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel better.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
In the beginning, there was dirt, water, and air. And it was good. Once. Planet check.
Good old Obstructionist USA.
We were very distressed to see that the United States had come to the meeting with no intention of signing up for a globally coordinated plan of any nature.
That's Linda Greer from the NRDC talking about the international meeting in Nairobi to reduce worldwide mercury.
Mercury is what we call a global pollutant, which means that wherever it's released from whatever country in the world, it enters into the global atmosphere.
Many mercury hotspots in the world are readily replaceable with simple technology that would not cost a lot.
So it's all that much more frustrating that the United States would stand in the way of progress that other countries are willing to make.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Paramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Paramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Paramind.com.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The actions of Congress and the Bush administration in the Terry Schiavo case are ironic and some say hypocritical. Dr. Quentin Young of Physicians for a National Health Program says if Bush had gotten the medical malpractice tort reform he wants back when Schiavo was afflicted, she would never have lived to get to this point.
A little bit of cynicism here. In real life, they're curtailing the programs that would allow her to live even the state they wish. In actuality, they are seeking maximum public response around this emotional issue.
Dr. Young says Medicaid has also helped keep Schiavo alive.
This woman's alive because of Medicaid, which the administration, which convened the Congress, is trying to reduce sharply, and Congress happily last week overruled this cut. But if the administration had its way, the monies that is keeping her alive would disappear and make all this activity moot.
For more labor news, visit laborradio.org. Brought to you by the Communications Workers of America, the Union for the Information Age.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-315-0846 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-315-0846. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. Call today.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
I'm gonna leave the city. Got to get
21 past the hour. We have a little segment coming up. It's brand new that I occasionally would do called Stories from the Wacky World of Christian Fundamentalism. I've got three or four of them here tonight that will just make all your sphincter muscles tighten up or loosen up, depending on where you're starting from. This is from someone who signed himself, herself, as a concerned listener. Dear Mike, Project Cheers, that's what we talked about last night, about exposing children to pesticides, little tiny kids, families that are going to be asked to participate, and they get a video camera, and I'm not going to go through it again, but it was one of the most horrible stories I think I've ever come across in the past 10 years. I mean, certainly it's not... it's not quite as bad as putting, was it smallpox we used to put in the Indian blankets that would go to Native Americans? And then the Tuskegee syphilis experiments on African Americans. You know, it just goes on and on. So, but this one last night, this is really bad because these are kids. You know, these are little tiny kids whose parents apparently are not aware of what they're being asked to do. But anyway, my correspondent says, Dear Mike, Project Cheers is disturbing enough. Even if we assume that its real goal is to identify dangerous chemicals so they can be taken off the consumer market. But what if the real goal is to determine exactly which chemicals do the most damage to humans, perhaps specifically dark-skinned humans, so those chemicals can be weaponized for use in future wars against dark-skinned populations? When you consider the quotes from the Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz et al. Project for the New American Century's year 2000 master plan for transforming the U.S. military, it's hard not to wonder if Cheers and other human testing projects are merely steps in the process of developing the, quote, advanced forms of biological warfare that can target specific genotypes, end quote, which PNAC seems to envision. Remember that Thomas Donnelly, the principal author of PNAC's plan, is or was, quote, a senior official at Lockheed Martin, end quote, according to PNAC's website. And Lockheed Martin runs, among other weapons research centers, the Sandia National Labs. One wonders just what they're cooking up in those labs. A concerned listener. And then, as footnotes, he lists some quotes from Rebuilding America's Defenses, the Project for New American Century, from a section titled Transforming U.S. Conventional Forces. Here's one quote. Munitions themselves have become increasingly accurate, while new methods of attack, electronic, non-lethal, biological, will be more widely available. Next quote, last quote. Although it may take several decades for the process of transformation to unfold, in time, the art of warfare on air, land, and sea will be vastly different than it is today, and combat likely will take place in new dimensions, in space, cyberspace, and perhaps the world of microbes, advanced forms of biological warfare that can target specific genotypes may transform biological warfare from the realm of terror to a politically useful tool. This is merely a glimpse of the possibilities inherent in the process of transformation, not a precise prediction. So it's there. Now, is my listener, my concerned listener, stretching credibility? With this gang? Hell no. So here's your video camera, dark-skinned people in Duval County. Here's your T-shirt. Here's your tote bag. Here's your calendar. Here's your notepad to take notes about, you know, whether or not your child twitches, whether or not your child goes into convulsions, and be sure to videotape the little bugger if he does, okay? We want to see that now, all right? And remember, you got to do this for 2 years in order to get your $970 video. Is that what it is, Kathy, a video camera, or they get a check? They get the camera? They get both. Okay. I hate my country. I guess I just need to come right out and say it. I'm not talking about the mountains and the rivers and you know that. I hate my country. I don't know about you, but I really can't take too much more of this. Now, the fact that I hate my country doesn't mean I'm going to flee. It means that we have got to come up with a way to get our country out of the clutches of these religious fanatics and these radical right-wing neo-Nazi Republicans. And I'm not sure the two groups are different. This whole Terry Schiavo thing, I mean, you're getting a classic example of what these pigs are capable of. The attacks in Afghanistan and Iraq, especially Iraq, same thing. I was reading an article before the program by the Guardian of London, lengthy article titled, I forget what the title is, but it's talking about Afghanistan has become nothing more than a huge countrywide U.S. prison camp. And I'm going to post the article on my website. If you read this thing, like I was doing right before the program, you realize how we have become terrorists. This country now is the major terrorist country on earth. It's not some insurgent group in the Palestinian territories. It's not a group in Israel. It's not in Syria. It's not in Colombia. It's here. The United States of America is now the globe's number one terrorist nation. I can't believe it.
She sure had a nose for money. When I told her who has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy spray in the USA, she learned fast.
Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms.
She even joined the Allergy Rewards program.
To save up to $60 a year. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Neither is this. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies as well as year-round environmental troublemakers.
I feel so covered.
Only your doctor can decide what nasal allergy medicine is best for you. For best results, use daily. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat.
For more information, see your doctor. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit flonase.com. See the ad in Fitness Magazine.
Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility. Lowest average copay based on complete transactions, excluding those covered by government programs or discount cards.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Here's your chance to get your Goodyears during the Goodyear Ultimate Champion Tire Sale. That's right, now through April 9th, put the pedal to the metal and save on a large selection of popular Goodyear tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR or visit a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. Plus, check out Goodyear's Assurance brand of passenger tires. Race in and get your Goodyears today. Goodyear, the official tire supplier of NASCAR.
NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing Incorporated.
Are you struggling with your weight? Listen closely. This might change your life. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist. My powerful hypnosis CDs will stop your struggle with food and emotional eating and self-sabotage. The Zen of Thin guides you to heal emotional issues that are the real cause of your weight problem. Diets don't work. The real answer is in your mind. Hypnotherapy will stop the cravings and put you in control. The Zen of Thin will instantly hypnotize you to feel better fast. And now you get a free private hypnotherapy session with someone in your area, someone you can trust. And now when you order the Zen of Thin, you'll get our amazing Appetite Zapper hypnosis CD that will instantly make you love to eat your veggies and stop your sugar and carb cravings. Listen to the CD as you sleep tonight. Wake up tomorrow in control, cravings gone, burning fat fast. I guarantee it. Call me, Wendy Friesen, 877-68-HAPPY. Remember, 877-68-HAPPY or on the web at zenofthin.com. Open your mind before you open your mouth.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
I next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Riley, and you've only got one show left until the goddess is back. In the meantime, we've got political firebrand and rhetorical bomb thrower Ted Rall. His weapon, political cartoons. And we'll talk with colleague Ward Sutton about why we have to get some of our smartest, sharpest commentary from cartoons. That and news, and an update on Jesus' travel plans on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Now, we talked about the use of pesticides last night and how the chemical industry and the EPA, under this acting director of the EPA, Stephen Johnson, who Bush has nominated to be the permanent director, the cabinet-level director, Stephen Johnson, who really is an urban mass killer, all right? If this guy were not in Bush's cabinet, he would probably be arrested for attempted mass murder. Not only is he trying to authorize the killing of inner-city children, a long-term death, real destructive stuff. The tests were gone for 2 years with the pesticide exposure, and a lot of the stuff has long-term results that doesn't show up, you know, for 10, 15, 20 years. And by then, of course, it's too late. But these people are murderous beyond belief. They murder the future They kill people in the present and they murder the future. Now here's another one. All right, this was a press release that came out a week ago. The EPA, under this killer, this mass murderer, Stephen Johnson, has decided to abandon lead-based paint protection, which will put about 1.5 million children and thousands of construction workers at risk. Now here's how it works. If you remember, years ago, when was it? 1996? I forget when the regulations were passed, but in an unannounced move, Stephen Johnson, this is what it says, the acting administrator of U.S. EPA has balked at taking the last major step to protect urban children. See, once again, let's drop the code word, black children. He has balked at taking the last major step to protect black children and residential construction workers from the hazards of lead-based paint, according to internal EPA briefings released today by Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. As a result, the national goal of eliminating childhood lead poisoning will remain beyond reach. The principal source of lead dust exposure to U.S. children is renovation and repair of older residences, which have a much higher prevalence of lead-based paint. Federal studies indicate that the vast majority of an estimated 20 to 30 million older home repair projects each year are done without lead-safe cleanup and contamination practices. Consequently, these renovations kick up significant amounts of lead dust that permeates carpets, ductwork, and soil, creating both short- and long-term exposure for the residents. By law, EPA is supposed to require that certified contractors using workers trained in lead-safe practices do all remodeling in buildings constructed before 1978. Under the Toxic Substances Control Act, the deadline for EPA to adopt these regulations was October 28, 1996. Now, Acting Administrator Stephen Johnson has moved to scrap plans for renovation regulations and instead opt for a yet-to-be-developed voluntary approach by the contractors. So the contractors, I'm not quoting now, who hire people to go in and rehab a house. Now, who goes in, who gets hired to do that for $5.35 an hour, huh? Okay. So the people that are going to do that will now not be trained. This guy now, the Stephen Johnson, wants to end the practice of trying to protect people from lead dust that gets into their lungs and their hair and their eyes and their internal organs, their pancreas, their livers, their digestive systems, and kills them. The Bush administration has now walked away from the admirable goal of eliminating childhood lead poisoning by 2010. And in the process, they are leaving 1.4 million children, urban children, black and poor white and Latino children, totally at the mercy of lead poisoning. These pigs have no mercy. The press release says children in their prime developmental years, under age 7, are at much greater risk of elevated blood lead levels. While lead exposure levels have fallen over the past 4 decades, those improvements have leveled off in recent years, and now the CDC estimates that 500,000 children in the U.S. under age 5 currently have elevated blood lead levels associated with deleterious health effects. And it goes on. I hate jargon-filled press releases like this. In Chicago, for example, about 20% of children under age 5, in a particular study, probably on the South Side, were found to have dangerously elevated blood lead levels. It just doesn't stop, does it? Every single politician, cabinet member, freak. I don't care if they're in the military. I don't care if they're in business, government regulatory agencies. Anyone associated with Bush crime family is anti-American, anti-life. They're fanatics. They're destroying the country. Do you understand that? They're destroying it systematically, without let up. It doesn't make any difference. They will find these programs like lead-based paint, for God's sake. And say, well, no, let's stop that. It was effective for 40 years. Getting lead out of gasoline was one of the most effective ways of stopping lead poisoning, not just in children, but adults too. And the regulatory agencies in the government had to fight tooth and nail to get the petroleum industry and the refining industry to finally come into compliance with the law. The last area is lead-based paint used in homes before 1978. How many people live in a rehabbed home? How many people live in a house, a decaying, I think about Detroit, decaying housing stock. Detroit is the poster child for decaying housing stock, isn't it? And how many people live in there? Live in these homes and can't do anything about it. Let's paint, let's clean up a little bit. Or they hire someone to come in, a contractor to come in, just to make the place a little bit more decent, more livable. And in the process, poison their own children. Now, thanks to Stephen Johnson, it's going to metastasize even further. So last night, it's Stephen Johnson, Jesus, suggesting that so-called inner-city kids, so-called urban kids, you know what he means. You know what he means. Come on. Why don't they just come out and say African-American children are expendable? You know, the Germans said that about Jewish children, right? So here's Stephen Johnson. Last night, it's something called Cheers. Tonight, it's lead-based paint. Safeguards removed. Exposures. They even enlist the parents. Here's a video camera, all right? Now keep using the pesticides. Here's some more. Spray it. Paint it. Use it. Meanwhile, in third world countries, there's a deliberate skin exposure, ingesting this stuff. I don't understand why when somebody asks Bush the question that he apparently can't answer of why do they hate us, you know, and this moron comes back with they hate us because we own houses? Isn't that what he said, Kathy? They hate us because we own houses? Because we have freedom of religion? One of the reasons they hate us, George, is because we have become the chief exporter of terrorism on the planet. We are responsible in any given year now, since these people took power, of more death, more environmental degradation, more illness, less assistance in global public health, where it's desperately needed, forcing farmers in third world countries to buy seed stock that can't be reused. The plants that are produced, if you can't reuse the seed. I mean, that's one of the oldest things in the history of humankind. It's to grow a crop and then take the seeds and grow next year's crop. Not anymore, thanks to Monsanto and, once again, Dow Chemical. So our tariffs, no, we don't, at least not where it's readily provable, we don't send somebody with bombs strapped to their body to get on a bus in downtown Tel Aviv and blow everybody up. We don't do that. No, we don't do that. We're much more sophisticated than that. We're much more determined than that. You know, why take out 30 people when you can take out 3,000 or 6,000 or 100,000? Well, we'll be right back. This is Air America.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Use as directed.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
standing up to the flying monkey right. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Somebody wants to call or wants to talk from Santa Fe, the cab driver, old number 12, the cab driver, our libertarian right wing, I don't know, what the hell are you, number 12?
Mike, it's so good to hear your voice. It's been like, what, a year and a half or something?
Well, I've been on the air since August. Where have you been, number 12?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how long it's been around. Anyway, it's really good to hear you, and I've been listening all the time now, and you've gone through so many different topics. I don't even know where to begin. I just want to say hi. And last time I talked to you, I think your wife is still pregnant.
Yeah, well, we have an 8-month-old now.
Oh, right. Still bouncing and still under warranty, right?
Oh, yeah. Warranty's still good. You know, it's a 100,000-mile warranty, number 12.
Anyway, you know, about it's like everything you're talking about, I listen to all of it. You know,
right.
The left-wingers and the right-wingers, and all I can say is evil and corruption is like the rain, and it falls on everything indiscriminately. And basically, I agree with everybody, and I disagree with everybody. And you got a lot of good points out there.
I didn't hear that last sentence. What about a lot of points?
You have a lot of points, and my cell phone battery is dying, so I better get going. I'll call you sometime when I have 3 bars on my battery, but it's beeping. It's going to die any second now. So I'll be listening, and I'll be calling soon.
All right, number 12. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Number 12 drives cab number 12, I think, right? Kathy in Santa Fe. He used to call me up and just get me so pissed off, right? He's not a right wing. He's not a freeper. Freepers don't call me because they know they'll get a bad case of the red ass if I catch them in my net. But number 12, I like number 12. He's more libertarian. I don't have a problem with left libertarians. Right wing libertarians, I think, are kind of skitsy. But anyway, good to hear from you, number 12. Hope we hear from you again. I want to do the stories from the wacky world of Christian fundamentalism. Is this poor woman still alive? Has there been any? Okay. The Shaivo insanity. If you've been watching some of the stuff on television, now I'm not bringing it up as a subject. I'm bringing it up as kind of a segue because we're almost ready to go into this break. But if you've been watching television today, and I have to admit, the few chances I had today, we had to do a lot of running around. But I would go back to MSNBC and CNN and watch this stuff. These religious freaks, especially this criminal, this real miserable worm weasel. What's his name? Terry. You know who I'm talking about. God, it's just on the tip of my tongue. It's hard for me to remember the names of demons. If you say their names backward, you'll liquefy or something. But anyway, there he was standing out there. This is a guy who advocated murdering. He advocates murder. And somebody's going to murder him. I mean, you know, live by the sword, die by the sword. He advocates murdering physicians who might and might not perform an abortion procedure on an adult woman who requests one. Keeping within the directives of the law. It is a legal procedure up to a certain point, yada, yada, yada. They had a woman on MSNBC tonight from Concerned Women for America. And just on and on today. All these religious right, really crazy people. Randall Terry comes out today and says that this poor dead woman is talking, carrying on conversations until I don't know, a doctor or a lawyer comes in the room, and then she goes back into her liquefied brain dead state. But there he is, this Randall Terry, this monster, this demon from the deepest bowels of hell. There he is. And what's amazing to me is that the Alphabet Networks, I guess for the freak and geek value, they give him airtime. They ask him questions. Randall Terry. a walking piece of human excrement if ever there was one. I mean, this guy is so bad. He makes that Reverend Phelps, that psychopath from the Midwest, you know, the God hates fags guy. Randall Terry makes him look like, you know, I don't know, a juvenile offender. Randall Terry is all about the worst kind of poison. And the media, give him attention. Give him microphones. You know, nobody gives this Reverend Phelps anything but the finger. But Randall Terry, oh, God, he gets to stand on CNN, MSNBC, as if he were sane. As if he had something pertinent to say about this poor, demolished family that is never going to recover from this. Never. Ever. Having said that, stick around. Next hour, fun with the fundies and dim sun in his own words. All right? I'm Mike Malloy, this is Air America.
Is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The other night I hit the stage at a Steve Earle concert and with his bandmates spelled out a word the FCC won't let us say here. It was all part of a song that pays tribute to the Ramones, a great punk band. In the 1980s, the Ramones recorded a wonderful anti-Reagan song called Bonzo Goes to Bitburg, in which Joey Ramone sings, "My brain is hanging upside down." That seems like appropriate political commentary these days. Look what's happening. Bush picks a UN basher to be ambassador to the UN. In the Schiavo case, Bush claims he's defending the culture of life, but he supports the death penalty and wages a preemptive war. His EPA says it's cleaning up mercury pollution, but it covered up a report demonstrating there's no real cleanup underway. With all this and more, I sometimes do feel my brain is hanging upside down. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation, for Air America Radio.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight.
Oh, ooh, eesh, ah.
So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
This is the sound of an asthma attack. The American Lung Association would like to help everyone with asthma live without the anxiety of sudden attacks. So please, take the asthma control test and share the results with your doctor. Go to asthmacontrol.com or call 1-800-990-3800 today. The asthma control test. 5 questions to help you better control your asthma before it controls you. Sponsored by GlaxoSmithKline.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Hey.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The parents of Terry Schiavo went back to a federal judge in Tampa, Florida, one more try to get their daughter's feeding tube reinserted. Still waiting for a ruling. U.S. District Judge James Whitmore held a hearing on the Schindler's request. He says he's working on the ruling now. Schiavo has not had food or water since last Friday, after a Florida state judge ruled the feeding tube should be disconnected. Earlier today, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a decision to have the feeding tube reinserted, and a state judge and the state Supreme Court also refused to hear Governor Jeb Bush's plea that the state be granted custody of Terry Schiavo. The teenager who killed 9 people on a Minnesota Indian reservation Monday before committing suicide is being remembered as a loner. A former classmate says he tried to talk with Jeff Weiss several times when they took classes together. Cody Thunder, wounded in the hip during the shooting, says we sometimes talked about guns and shooting people. We shot and killed 5 students, a teacher, and a security guard, also his grandfather and the man's girlfriend. Authorities trying to determine whether Weiss posted messages on a neo-Nazi website. The woman whose phone call led to the arrest of the suspected Atlanta courthouse shooter picked up $75,000 in reward checks today. Her grandfather says Smith may use the money for education and paying off loans. Georgia's governor and law enforcement groups gave the checks to Smith today. They praised her courage, strength, and perseverance. The 26-year-old widowed mother said she used the time she was held hostage to tell Brian Nichols about God. At today's presentation ceremony, she said miracles can happen even in the midst of tragedy. Nichols is accused in the deaths of 4 people. His surrender ended a 26-hour manhunt when he let Smith go and she called authorities. At least for now, Canada refusing to give refugee status to a former U.S. Army paratrooper who said he would be committing war crimes if he were sent to Iraq. The government's ruling says Jeremy Hintzman did not make a convincing case that he would face persecution or cruel and unusual punishment if sent back to the U.S. That decision could possibly affect dozens of American soldiers seeking refuge in Canada and may help improve strained U.S.-Canadian relations. Hintzman's attorney says his client will appeal and still believes he'll be granted refugee status in Canada. Pope John Paul II sat out more Vatican ceremonies this Holy Week. He watched the Holy Thursday services in St. Peter's Basilica from his apartment on television. His message to the faithful read by a cardinal, the Pope's message, "With mind and heart, I am close to you." And the greeting ended, quote, "With affection, I bless all of you." Recent medical troubles taking their toll on the 84-year-old Pope, who also battles Parkinson's. This is Air America.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a 4-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Randy Rhodes.
I am Randy Rhodes. Fabulous. Look how beautiful. Yep, look at you. Fabulous. Tim, what do you think?
It's fabulous.
Oh, she never looked better in her life. Oh, one eye is bigger than the other. Turn it the other way.
Randy's back.
She's not symmetrical.
Randy's back.
See, symmetry is beauty, and that's why she's not.
Randy's back. And in perfect working order.
I'm feeling like every woman.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Okay, turn it the other way. Okay, now turn this way and chin down.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. I don't know how often we'll do this, but it's called Fun with Fundies or Stories from the Wacky World of Christian Fundamentalism. And boy, do we have a bunch of them for you. Maestro, if you would, the music. Have to apologize to the composer of that music, Carl Orff. If you've ever seen Carmina Burana performed, you know it is freaky, but I don't think he had in mind what I use the music for, but it's very, very effective to me. The first one here is from Evansville, Indiana, Channel 14 there. They have a website, and the story is on there. It says you can find candles with just about every fragrance imaginable. I love candles, don't you? Kathy and I have a lot of candles in the house, a lot of incense. I love incense. But you can just about everything. Get a blueberry, ocean mist, a hot apple pie, whatever you want, you can get it. Now there's a candle that lets you experience, quote, the scent of Jesus, end quote. And it's made in South Dakota, not Bethlehem. And they've been selling by the case, apparently. Now, the candle maker, a guy named Bob Tosterud, says, quote, "We see it as a ministry. It's a very meaningful experience," end quote. So you light up a candle called His Essence, and according to the makers, you'll experience the fragrance of Christ. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The obvious question, of course, is how do you capture the scent of Jesus? Well, according to these strange people, it's all spelled out in Psalm 45. Now, the candle maker, Karen Tosterud, either Bob's sister or wife, explains that Psalm 45 is a messianic psalm referring to when Christ returns and his garments will have the scent of myrrh, aloe, and cassia. Cassia. Now, if you're wondering what this would smell like, Karen ordered a combination of these oils, and it produces a sort of flowery cinnamon aroma, she says. And then she called on a friend who happened to be a candle maker, and then she says, in October, we got our first batch of 768 candles. We had no idea how it would go, but they've been selling like hotcakes. Bob says, we wanted people to be able to experience Christ in new ways and to be able to read a Bible and have that scent and that candle as a reminder that he is with us all the time. You can't see him and you can't touch him, but this is a situation where you may be able to sense him by smelling him. and it provides a really new dimension to one's experience with Jesus, end quote. Oh, yeah, the candles are $18 per. Well, what the hell? It's the Messiah. What did you want? $2 candles? $18 for a candle that smells like Jesus. I can't wait until they come out with a candy bar that tastes like him. Huh? It'll taste like blood, sweat, thorns, dust, rocks. They'll call it the Jesus bar, right? Oh, my God. You know, after what happened to me in the mall the other day, I know all the Christ Jesus freaks right now are waving their crucifixes at their radios, right? He's doing it again! The smell of Jesus? Jesus. I don't make this stuff up. In Estes Park, Colorado, a Colorado official there was voted out for not saying the Pledge of Allegiance. It says voters recalled town trustee David Habaker by a vote of 903 to 605, casting him from office. That has a biblical sound to it, doesn't it? Casting him from office for refusing to stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance at town meetings. After the vote, he said, "The voters of Estes Park denied my constitutional right to freedom of speech and freedom of religion." You see, David is an agnostic who objects to the wording "under God" in the pledge. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, David. Have a nice life. Okay, Santa Fe, New Mexico. Kristen sent this to me. It was in the Santa Fe, New Mexican newspaper today, March 24th. The headline reads, "Anti-Gay Church Targets Santa Fe." And Kristen paraphrases it for me here. Apparently, the what's the thug's name? Fred Phelps, Reverend Fred Phelps, the Kansas Baptist Church that, you know, they go around to funerals and say, death to faggots and stuff like that. Apparently, Kristen writes, the Kansas Baptist Church thinks Santa Fe, New Mexico, is too liberal. The Westboro Baptist Church, led by Fred Phelps, has decided to go to Santa Fe because, remember the story I shared with you about the young two young gay men who were brutally beaten near downtown Santa Fe, and one of them almost died, and the community held a vigil for him? Well, the vigil, not the beating, but the vigil caught the attention of the Westboro murderous, Christ-killing Baptist Church, and they've decided to go to Santa Fe because they've decided Santa Fe and the churches in Santa Fe are too gay-friendly. So Kristen writes, they have targeted several area churches and will be picketing them on April 17th and picketing our city government the next day. You'd think, Kristen writes, these folks would have something better to do than to come here from Kansas to harass our peaceful community. She writes, this is an invasion. Please let your listeners know it could be their community next. Well, I put the birdhouse up in the trees in our backyard. And I decided to put it way up this year to keep the squirrels out, the tree rats. I hate squirrels. Now, you animal rights people, don't freak. What I'm going to say, you either know about this about me or you don't. I don't like squirrels. They're varmints. Squirrels are fine. As long as they stay on the ground, I leave them alone. As long as they eat the bird seed that flies out of the bird feeder, fine. But when the little bastards figure out a way to get into the bird feeder, I get my air rifle out. Yeah, I've got an air rifle, too. Okay, it shoots pellets. Now, very seldom do I kill the squirrels, unless I get a real good headshot. If I get a good headshot in the eye, they're finished. But to me, you know, they're rodents, and I don't like squirrels. I just hate the squirrels down here. I hate them to death. So I will get out my air rifle. I did today. I came out. I wanted Molly to see the birds, and oops, there's a squirrel. Now, when the squirrels shimmy down the rope that I have this a bird feeder tied about 40 feet off the ground, when they shimmy down, then they're kind of stuck. They start eating all the bird feed, but when they hear me, and they know when I'm coming out. So I walked out, got Molly. Uh-oh, okay, Kathy, come and get Molly. Kathy came and got Molly, and then I went upstairs and got the air rifle. It's been retired for the winter because, you know, we didn't have the bird feeder up. No, I don't use a 22 because I want them to have, you know, at least a sporting chance here. So I took the air rifle out and started shooting squirrels. Now, what does that have to do with Fred Phelps coming to Santa Fe? Nothing. Nothing at all. Now, this is from Charlotte, North Carolina. A church there, the Central Church of God, has withdrawn its support for a food pantry serving the poor and the needy and the hungry because the food pantry works with Roman Catholics. The Central Church of God, it's not 30 people. This is a mega church. 6,000 members in Charlotte. You ever been to Charlotte, North Carolina? The whole place is a church. But anyway, this church has withdrawn its financial and food support for a food pantry that serves the needy because the pantry works with Roman Catholics. The Central Church of God explained its decision in a letter March 1st from Minister of Evangelism Shannon Burton to the organization Loaves and Fishes in Charlotte. The letter said, quote, "As a Christian church, we feel it is our responsibility to follow closely the principles and commands of Scripture. To do this best, we feel we should abstain from any ministry that partners with or promotes Catholicism." Now, Loaves and Fishes isn't the only ministry with which this large, hate-filled church has severed its ties. A couple more when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The actions of Congress and the Bush administration in the Terry Schiavo case are ironic and some say hypocritical. Dr. Quentin Young of Physicians for a National Health Program says if Bush had gotten the medical malpractice tort reform he wants back when Schiavo was afflicted, she would never have lived to get to this point.
A little bit of cynicism here. In real life, they're curtailing the programs that would allow her to live even the state they wish. In actuality, they are seeking maximum public response around this emotional issue.
Dr. Young says Medicaid has also helped keep Schiavo alive.
This woman's alive because of Medicaid, which the administration, which convened the Congress, is trying to reduce sharply, and Congress happily last week overruled this cut. But if the administration had its way, the monies that is keeping her alive would disappear and make all this activity moot.
For more labor news, visit laborradio.org. Brought to you by the Communications Workers of America, the Union for the Information Age.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Continuing with our stories from the wacky world of Christian fundamentalism. So this huge church in Charlotte, North Carolina, Central Church of God, has decided to withdraw from a program that serves the hungry and the poor because some of the people involved in the program are Roman Catholics. And the program is called Loaves and Fishes. And the minister of evangelism, this fake, filthy, degenerate, Christ-stomping church, said, "As a Christian church, we feel it's our responsibility to follow closely the principles and commands of Scripture, and to do this, we should abstain from any ministry that partners with or promotes Catholicism." Now, in addition to pulling out from Loaves and Fishes, the Central Church of Death God has decided to get out of helping the folks at the Charlotte Rescue Mission, too. Why? Because the Charlotte Rescue Mission allowed three Muslim students from the University of North Carolina in Charlotte to help serve a meal. And some of you people wonder why I hate religion and why I loathe fundamentalist Christianity. These people are pigs. So, the Central Church of God said, "Oh, you got Muslims in there feeding the poor? We're out of here." A guy named Doug, and I can't pronounce his last name, so I won't try, Director of Development for Crisis Assistance Ministry in Charlotte, another organization, said Central Church of God told them it will not provide financial support this year. Crisis Assistance Ministry provides emergency financial aid and other help to people. Doug said 200 congregations representing Christian, Jewish, and other faiths donate money and volunteer time, as do people with no religious affiliation. But the church, Central Church of God, has decided that if you have Muslims or Catholics, they're not going to have anything to do with you. That's not what Jesus wanted, right? The church also ended funding for Love Incorporated, which provides services for the poor, the elderly, and the disabled in Mecklenburg County, which is the county that Charlotte sits in. Now, Anna Burton, a spokesman for the Central Church of God and the minister's wife, said church leaders decline comment. They let the letter of pulling out from helping people speak for itself. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Charlotte released a statement last Friday saying, quote, "This apparent attempt to divide the faith community is most unfortunate," end quote. Catholics, Muslims. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Now, the last one, some IMAX theater. You ever go to IMAX theater? Kathy and I, there's one over here, Fernbank Science Center, near, not far from Emory University. Some IMAX theaters in the southern United States, including Texas, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, are opting out of showing a film about volcanoes under the sea because it could upset Christian moviegoers. Now, the director and the producer of this film called Volcanoes of the Deep Sea said, science money is very frail, that's why this is serious. What happened is this. Volcanoes suggest that these superheated vents deep under the surface of the sea produces chemical reactions that can lead to very primitive life forms, which begins the chain of evolution. The marketing director of the Fort Worth Museum of Science and History in Texas, where they have an IMAX theater, said audience members who had watched Volcanoes had signed cards with comments saying, I really hate it when the theory of evolution is presented as fact. Now, the New York Times reported this, the Associated Press reported it, the Observer of the UK reported it, it's all over the world, and this is another reason why everyone hates this. The New York Times, they had some letters to the editor today regarding this story. One writer said it's a sad day when pressure from religious fundamentalists censor science from science museums. Evolution is a billions of years old Evolution in a billions-of-years-old universe that began in the Big Bang is the central framework of modern science. A science museum that does not have the courage to show a film that discusses that central framework is not worthy of the name. And then this one, as a former educator and a science consultant, I'm appalled. Can it be that in this country of great scientific research, hallowed halls of science and achievements in areas too numerous to mention, IMAX theaters cannot show scientific films that refer to evolution? Because some religious right people will be offended. All right, a little bit more when we come back. Fun with Fundies. Stories from the wacky world of Christian fundamentalism. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
The one thing she wasn't allergic to was cold, hard cash. So I told her who has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy spray in the USA.
Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. I love saying it.
She even joined the Allergy Rewards program.
To save up to $60 a year. But it's more than just the dough.
Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as environmental troublemakers.
How can a girl say no to Flonase?
Only your doctor can decide what nasal allergy medicine is best for you. For best results, use daily. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat.
For more information, see your doctor. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit flonase.com. See the ad in Fitness Magazine.
Allergy rewards program subject to eligibility. Lowest average copay based on complete transactions, excluding those covered by government programs or discount cards.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. We are looking for a few people in this area who would like to earn between $500 and $5,000 a month working from home. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-535-9010. 800-535-9010.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Rachel Maddow from Unfiltered. On Friday's Unfiltered, it's Neato Technology for the cynically morbid gun fan. Have you heard about the MP3 player that you can plug in to your Kalashnikov? With the help of one industrious Russian, soldiers the world over can jam out to Ride of the Valkyries while installing Bush's democracy. Our friend Operation Truth's Paul Rykoff is here. It's all on Friday's Unfiltered.
Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Six before the hour. And then finally, in our segment on Fun with Fundies, did you read Maureen Dowd's column today in the New York Times? All you need, really, is the first six or seven words, the first sentence. She writes, "Oh, my God, we really are in a theocracy." And Brandon at Rhino Ventures, as rhinoceros, rhinoventures.com. Regarding the Jesus smell of candles, he says, "Well, did you know there's a new low-calorie imitation communion called I Can't Believe It's Not Jesus?" Oh, my God. New low-calorie imitation communion wafer called I Can't Believe It's Not Jesus. Thanks, Brandon. All right, that's our segment tonight. News from the wacky world of Christian fundamentalism. I'm Mike Malloy. All right, let's do some phone calls, all right? Because here we are again with people holding on for an hour and a half. Paul is calling from New York City. Hey, Paul, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, Paul Revere here from New York. Yeah.
Really?
You betcha.
Paul Revere? Okay.
The Chiavo fiasco, it just proves one thing, and it's that these right-wing, loony, Christian, neo-fascist control freaks aren't satisfied with simply trying to manipulate, control, and meddle in every conceivable facet of your life. They insist on controlling and meddling in your death, too.
Uh-huh.
These are the people who call themselves pro-life but think it's okay to firebomb civilian neighborhoods in Iraq and trip over each other to see who gets to pull the lever at the next execution of some poor schnook who couldn't afford Robert Blake's lawyer. So Bush is just a symptom of a very sick nation that has been in a persistent vegetative state for the last 4 years, mainly because there's a lot of very stupid, gullible, and brain-dead people in it. We're a country of comatose zombies who will swallow all of Bush and Cheney's lies while their orderlies in the media force-feed us a diet of bio-gruel consisting of shallow, patriotic-sounding slogans, feel-good cliches, and outright fairy tales about the health of our body politic. The only thing that Bush hasn't lied about since taking office is when he said, quote, "Our enemies never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we," end quote. And Bush's latest scam, the looting of the Social Security Trust Fund, is yet one more example of malpractice and rape of the working class by a guy who never had to fill out a job application in his life. If he weren't born into a family of class and privilege, trust me, he'd probably be working behind the counter of a 7-Eleven in Midland, Texas, or cleaning out hospital bedpans, which I doubt he could do without screwing that up. And now Bush has a great new jobs program for aging baby boomers. Now that he and his henchmen in Congress have sold their new bankruptcy bill, we can look forward to plenty of 60, 70, and 80-year-olds filling out the ranks of burger cooks and chicken flippers, working off their credit card and medical bills until they drop dead. But you can bet dollars to Dunkin' Donuts that when they do, there won't be any artificial life support for them or CNN camera crews around for Bill Frist, Tom DeLay, and Jeb Bush to posture and perform for either. You know, the latest Bush slap in the face of everything that is decent, sane, and logical is the choice for U.S. ambassador to the U.N., the deranged, fanatical, psychopath, and neocon warmonger John Bolton. You know, Bolton has made a career out of bashing and foaming at the mouth against the U.N., so nominating him as U.N. ambassador is kind of like appointing Wile E. Coyote to represent us at a convention of roadrunners. The only thing that Bush has done successfully during his so-called presidency is to make Al Capone look like a saint. It's too bad that we can't be put out of our misery collectively here in this country instead of having to endure another 4 years of abuse, neglect, and artificial life support at the hands of Bush and his sick, deranged little group of right-wing, fanatical Christian loonies. All I can say, Mike, is God help us all. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Every time Paul calls in, I worry about my job. You know, management of Air America is going to hear that. What the hell we have Malloy on for? Let's get this guy. That's good, Paul. He writes like Mark Morford for the San Francisco Chronicle. That's how Dr. Laura started. That's right, calling radio programs with incisive commentaries. This is before she had her mother murdered.
Well, and then she slept with the talk show host. That probably helped.
Yeah, no way, Paul. You can forget that, sweetheart. No, that's good. I like Paul. Paul's good, man. Paul's really good. This guy's got to get a job in talk radio. He really does. We've got some openings, don't we? All of a sudden, boom. Oh, well, it's the wonderful, wacky world of radio. Eddie is calling from New York City. Eddie, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on, pal.
Thank you, Mike. Oh, boy, Paul. He's got a horse, huh?
I guess. You know, Paul Revere. Is that a Jewish name?
It is here. I don't know where he keeps his horse here in New York, but...
I hear you, Eddie.
Funny. And I'm in a good mood tonight. You know something? I heard earlier, you know, you say, Mike, but Tom Delay, and, you know, what do we have? What does it take? And,
right.
Actually, Katrina Vanderbilt earlier said that she thought the pendulum had reached a point. And I spoke to you the first night that you went across to California.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking about, you know, like, so many people in middle America are decent people and like that.
Right.
But really, in the past couple of months, I got to the point last week where I was thinking to myself, you know what? Especially with this Miss Schiavo thing.
Mm-hmm.
People have got to start stepping up. People are just lazy. You know, I don't care if you're a farmer or if you work in the city. You know, if you drive a subway train or if you got a farm, you got to step up.
Step up and do what?
It's either yes or no. I mean, these people are acting in their name, not mine. I'm a New York liberal.
Yeah.
The country, everybody, across the country. And it's not that they're good people and eventually they'll get it. So, I mean, people, it is just beyond the point. I did dig it. I'm embarrassed for them now. We got smacked around the first time, first 4 years, and they're getting done now. They've got to make their decisions, step up, say yes or no,
mm-hmm.
or suffer the consequences that we're all suffering.
Well, you know what? I don't understand this, and I really don't understand it, Eddie. Is the latest polls show that only about 20% of Americans support what these neo-fascists have done, where it concerns this poor, broken family down in Florida. Now, if that's the case, who in the hell were all these politicians playing to? I mean, if only 20% support this now. Now, that's A. Here's B. Bush's approval rating for how he's handling his job has sunk to 43%. That means almost 60% don't like the bastard anymore. Okay, now here's C. If only 20% of Americans, and this does not relate to the first poll, if only 20% of Americans are these psychopathic, fake Christian fundamentalists. Right. Where do they get the idea they've got so much power, and why is Congress responding as if they do? You know, see, these are mystical questions for which I have no answer.
I think about that too. I think at this point it's just they're all just carrying through with their cycle. They don't know what to do.
Well, I don't
and
know.
They are embarrassed, like you said, about the Schiavo thing. It crystallized it. And they're at the point now where maybe it's just too obvious to everybody. I had always, you know, being from New York, as soon as he took office in 2000, walked into the building and said, let's get that $1.2 trillion and take that off the shelf, put those in the bags, take that with us. We'll check out the rest of the place now. I mean, somebody should, hello, excuse me, can we have the keys back, please? We're going to walk you through this building. And ever since then, it's been, and you know what, before I go, I mean, let me just say again, I met people from north to south. I never traveled across the country.
Right.
But, you know, people are people. They have common sense.
Well, I used to...
This is not idealistic anymore. I don't mean to interrupt you. Yes, at one time, how old I was. I'm 47. I'm not idealistic. I'm hopeful. But,
yeah.
It's at the point now where every American... I don't even watch TV anymore. I hardly do because I can't take it.
Yeah.
I don't need it. All I need is a little air radio to find out what the nonsense today is. I know what's going on with Social Security and everything important.
Right.
But, it's up to people have really, if this is, it can't get any more in this country's face, including.
Well, I hope not. I think that every day, though, Eddie, and then I turn on the news and see what these thugs have done. Hey, listen, I got to go.
Okay.
There's the music. Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. You have a nice evening. We'll be right back. Quick break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
They told my friend to take antidepressants so he could feel better. 1 week later, we fought a horrible side effect of antidepressants. Even people who have never had suicidal thoughts have found themselves attempting it within a month of taking antidepressants. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist. I know that drugs have helped in many cases, but I want to offer you a natural option. Hypnotherapy will release the inner conflict and the emotional trauma that creates a chemical imbalance in the brain and body. You can feel good again in just 14 days. For over 10 years, I've helped people who have felt there was no hope, who had done the drugs, the counseling, the groups. Nothing changed. In fact, surrounding yourself with depressed people often makes you feel worse. Hypnotherapy is a fast, powerful way to stop the emotional conflict. So call me at 877-68-HAPPY. Our new CD program called My Life Just Might Give You Your Life Back. 877-68-HAPPY or on the web at Wendy.com. That's WENDI.com. And imagine how good it will feel to feel good again.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Smells like Jesus in here. Kathy, did you light the Christ candle again? What's that? You know, I always assumed the Messiah was a patchouli kind of guy. Oh, well. Or Aqua Velva? I don't know. All right, y'all can stop sending me the emails about how wonderful Paul in New York is, all right? Somebody's saying, when you're off tomorrow night, why don't you have him substitute host your program? Well, there's a very quick answer to that. I want to make sure I got a program when I come back. You know, I know my limitations. Gustav is calling from Richmond, California. Gustav, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
This is a pleasure.
It's all mine, sir.
Okay. I don't know. I think he took what I was going to say. Paul took what I was going to say. Well, I just want to talk about hypocrisy. You know, there's lots of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I take insults personally. I shouldn't, but I do.
Oh, and so do I.
Yeah, and, you know, there are people, like, on Fox and right-wing blogs who are calling me for, you know, why, murderers and death lovers. I wonder if they actually look at all the dead people photos in Iraq, or if they don't care.
No, they don't. You talk about the people who read the news on television?
Yeah, and also the right-wing bloggers who have the nerve to call us murderers and stuff.
No, right-wing bloggers are scum and the pond scum. But this is America, where pond scum has a right to write, so you know, you just kind of take the bad with the good, I guess, you know? Didn't your grandma ever tell you that? Take the bad with the good?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I have parents who are on my side, the left side.
That's good. That's good, yeah. Gustav.
Especially, I live in, you know, the Richmond's right, just a bit from Berkeley, so I don't have to worry about dimwits that much.
Yeah, I've been in Richmond, California. It's not far, as you point out, not far from Berkeley. Yeah.
But you know, on the internet, I do see them a lot. I go to places, I go to chat rooms, you know, for my hobbies. And for some reason, a lot of people tend to be conservative, so I meet up a lot. Even then, on this certain case with the Shiva, most people have the sense to be were letting her go. But there's one who called me murderer. I just wish I could have said that at the time. Do you ever look at photos of Iraq? Do you ever care about, well, we talked in the beginning about the pollution.
Well, just be careful.
And all the babies who could die.
Yo, Gustav, just be careful when you go to those chat rooms, because I know it's just a computer screen, but they will suck your soul right out of you and turn you into a soulless demon who walks around holding crucifixes in people's hands or in faces. So be careful. Gustav, I have to move on. Thank you, sir.
Okay,
I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. RB is calling from Canada. RB, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you there, Mikey?
Hey, I'm doing fine, sir.
There's a reason why back in the Middle Ages, or back in those times in the Middle East, that they wore all those fragrances because their BO was real bad.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I don't think you really want to know what Jesus smelled like.
No, I don't think so. I don't want to know what any historical figure smelled like. I have read that Gandhi had the worst breath. You know, he could knock a buzzard off an outhouse from 1,000 yards just by blowing at it.
I get it.
That's from all those fasts. You ever gone on a fast? I've done it. You know what happens to your breath when you go on a fast?
Yeah.
I've only
gone on involuntary fasts, say.
Right. But I respect Gandhi and Martin Luther King and Jesus, you know, what they talked about. I don't care what they smelled like. To hell with it.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Hey, there's three things I got tonight. First, did you hear about that load of human waste they got dumped in your country from Canada there, treated human waste?
Hey, I've got some sound bites coming up of that from that meeting between Martin and Fox
say,
and Bush.
We call him Paul Martin.
Yeah.
You can keep him, by the way. He's a billionaire, Canadian steamship line. Well, while he's prime minister, he's divested himself of it, and his sons are running it. Like, of course, it's like he's no position to for a conflict of interest, like say Halliburton or Mr. Cheney. There, he doesn't get monthly checks. His sons get them.
Then it's all okay, right?
He'd be a perfect American billionaire, you know. You know, says one thing, does another. And Mr. Martin doesn't talk only just from both sides of his mouth. He talks out of both sides of his ass. And the second thing I want to talk about is those war resistors up here in Canada that you're getting no coverage of down there in the States. Mr. Anderson and Mr. I think his last name starts with a J, the other one. And you should do a whole program on these guys. They're just the only two that have gone public, but there's a number of them up here. And they're desperately trying to seek asylum here. And there's a chance Canada's going to kick them back out because they're refusing to rule on whether Iraq is an illegal war because they don't want to take that position until...
Well, I've heard on the latest news that American deserters are being denied a sanctuary in Canada, that they're being told, no, you can't come here.
Well, no, it hasn't happened yet, but it might be leaning that way if they're not allowed to use the Iraq as an illegal war. Because back in the 60s, we used that. That's how they stayed
right.
here.
Right.
Vietnam was considered an illegal war by Pierre Trudeau. Paul Martin isn't going to go that far, or else, you know, Mr. Bush might bring him down for another spanking.
So, anyway,
and the third thing is Cynthia McKinney. 2 weeks ago today, she spoke in an armed service meeting. She spoke to Mr. Rumsfeld about DynCorp and a couple other things, and then mentioned, and by the way, you haven't gotten back to me, Mr. Rumsfeld, on the questions we want to know about the four war games that were being simultaneously run on 9/11, and why no public, and why you won't speak to the public about this, and why you keep trying to say that, we couldn't possibly think anything was going to be happening when you're running four simultaneous hijacking war games.
Well, very quickly, what did he say?
He stalled and said, that's all classified and we'll get back to it. And I'm sure Mrs. McKinney, they'll get back to her, I'm sure.
I hear you. RB,
okay.
It's time for us to take a break. Thanks for checking in, pal.
You bet.
Take care. We'll return, and when we come back, Dim Sun, in his own words, New York City listeners, quick, run to your computers and stream the last hour. Don't want to miss this. Crucifixes and Jesus candles. Amen, amen, and amen. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray for victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
In a classroom, a group of eager fourth graders sits intently and studies how a cricket makes noise.
In back sits a member of the American Institute of Architects, intently studying how fourth graders learn. The best thing you can teach kids is an enthusiasm for learning, and the place to make that happen is in a well-designed school. The sooner you involve an architect, the better the school. AIA, building on your vision. Go to www.aia.org.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the Three-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. We are looking for a few people in this area who would like to earn between $500 and $5,000 a month working from home. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the Three-Step Plan. For information, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-535-9010. 800-535-9010.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The number of people who have lost their lives in the refinery explosion in Texas has gone up to 15. Dozens of others were hurt in Wednesday's blast at a BP plant near Houston. Two Islamist groups have claimed responsibility for the blast, but the FBI says there is no evidence of foul play. New York State's highest court has ruled that the New York City Fire Department must release transcripts and audio tapes from September 11, 2001. Sally Reagenhard, who lost her firefighter son Christian on 9/11, says the ruling is a major victory for the family members of the victims who died in the tragedy.
The families of the victims have fought for the truth to be made known for the last 3.5 years, and this is the first time that we have the hope of any truth, accurate accounting of what really happened in those buildings.
Reagenhart says she hopes the tapes highlight the mistakes as well as what worked on that fateful day to be better prepared in the future. Fugitive chess legend Bobby Fischer has arrived in Iceland. The 62-year-old was released from Japanese custody Thursday and allowed to fly to Iceland, where he was granted citizenship earlier in the week. He mentioned that he's very happy to be in his new home. As he left Japan, he told reporters he was angry at the treatment he's received.
I'm very happy to be leaving. I have nothing against Japan. We just have a criminal government here. So he's doing me as a gangster. He takes orders from President Bush.
Fischer is still wanted by the U.S. government for violating sanctions by playing a chess match in the former Yugoslavia in 1992. The death rate for U.S. troops in Iraq has fallen sharply since January's historic elections. Defense analysts note that the rate of American fatalities has dropped by about 50% since the country's parliamentary elections. Still, they say insurgent attacks on Iraqis have escalated. They add that previous lulls in attacks on U.S. forces in the war have been followed by intense periods of violence. Boulder, Colorado is once again the best place to live. That's according to Men's Journal, which is out with its fourth annual 50 Best Places to Live list. The magazine focuses on aspects attractive to active lifestyle, but also considers intellectual pursuits. The top five overall best places to live, according to the magazine, in order, were Boulder, Colorado at number one, followed by Flagstaff, Arizona, Reno, Nevada, Fort Collins, Colorado, and Madison, Wisconsin. Deputy Editor Tom Foster says college towns tend to dominate the list every year.
College towns seem to do incredibly well on this because you get all the benefits of small towns, but also all the benefits of bigger cities. You know, have all these cultural and recreational opportunities there.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-315-0846 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-315-0846. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-315-0846. Call today.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Saturday.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more in it.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. So I get an email here from Clint in Dearborn, Michigan. He is watching CBC from Canada, and he was watching TV news, and he said they were talking about Shivo and showing the Christian fundies threatening the Bushes and the Bush administration with dire consequences if Terry Shivo dies. Could this be, Clint writes, the beginning of the unraveling of the Christian fundie support for Bush and company? I don't know. I really don't. I mean, what would these Christian fundamentalists like him to do? You know, not that I have any compassion for George Bush. I hope it does unravel. But maybe they want him to go speak in tongues or go into a room with a bag of snakes or something. I have no idea. Clint says, I had to tell you that I just finished watching our only true source of TV news, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Yeah, well, we don't get it here. There was a meeting in, was it today? Or yesterday? No, it was yesterday. Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin, too stupid to be President George Bush, and Mexican President Vicente Fox, who really, really hates George Bush, you know, but he has no choice. They all got together and we're talking about stuff. And I got an email from Dave in Vancouver Island. He writes, with the new agreement just signed by Bush, Fox, and Martin, we here in Canada are now at further risk from your jackbooted fascist government. They want to increase capital flight for Canada and Mexico. You know, get the money out of here and take it there. You think the insurgents in Iraq are hard to control? Well, hell, Mike, we look just like Americans, so you'll not be able to find or even recognize us. I respect all clear-thinking, coherent Americans, but we will not sit still while your fundamentalist religious freaks try to dictate their fanatic rhetoric north of the 49th parallel. I would wish you peace and happiness, my friend, but hey, you live in America. I hear you, Dave. Loud and clear. All right, the three got together. Bunny Pants, Vicente Fox, and Canadian Prime Minister Martin. They were at Baylor University in Waco, Texas, talking about important things, how to carve up the what's left of the economy of the United States. And I tell you, the Canadians better be careful. If the Canadians make a deal with the United States, that's like making a deal with the devil. Any kind of a deal with Bush in power. Once Bush is gone. And we get a real live human being, progressive, a normal person back into the Oval Office, then okay. But Canada is making a terrible mistake. Ask Vicente Fox. Ask him how NAFTA has helped the Mexican economy. Huh? Go ahead. Now, speaking of Vicente, you'll hear a translator softly in the background in these clips. So you just don't, I don't want you to think someone's speaking in tongues, when everybody's talking. The first clip here has a little Jorge Bush in Espanol, just a little. I love it when he talks Spanish. It just, I don't know, it does something to me. It gives me the shivers. The reporter at this joint press conference addresses this to Bush, and he says, Mr. President, I want to ask you, in this security and prosperity partnership between the United States, Canada, and Mexico, when will you include the migratory or immigration policy in this partnership?
I have told the president that I will continue to push for reasonable, common sense immigration policy with the United States Congress. This is an issue with which I have got a lot of familiarity. After all, I was the governor of this great state for 6 years, and I dealt with this issue a lot, not only with President Fox's predecessor, but with governors. Mexican border states, Tamaulipas, Nuevo León. And the basis of the policy is that if there is a job opening, which an American won't do, and there's a willing worker and a willing employer, that job ought to be filled on a legal basis. That makes sense. We need a compassionate policy.
Oh, you lying snake. When you say the basis of the policy is that if there is a job opening, which an American won't do, why? Because the employer is paying $2 an hour to the illegals? Look, this is a nation of immigrants. I'm all for it. I know a lot of people aren't. Legal immigration, like my maternal grandfather. He came through Ellis Island. They called him a WOP and a Dago. He was trash because he was Italian. And he went to Chicago with the rest of the Italian trash. And he picked crap up off the street, scrap metal, and sold it in a push cart, and saved his money, and yada, 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 yada. And he turned out to be a pretty damn good grandfather. But he was an immigrant. The other side are Irish. More scum. I'm a product of scum. Irish and Italian. Worst combination of face of the earth. And they came through Ellis Island, and they did it the right way. Now, I have nothing whatsoever. This, there is no America. We stole it from the Native Americans and herded them onto reservations, okay? All right, so there is no American history that goes back, white, that goes back beyond 230, 240 years. Whatever history this country has been built by immigrants. Every single bit of it. Because we don't honor or respect or even talk about Native American history. We don't know anything about it. That's what you get when you perform genocide. We butchered all of them, and the ones that we didn't butcher, the ones that we didn't kill with smallpox virus, we herded onto reservations, and occasionally one of them will explode and go to high school and kill 10 people. But there is no history of America. We have eliminated it. Just like the Germans, the Nazis, tried to eliminate Jewish history in that country in the 20s and 30s and 40s. So here we are. We're a nation of immigrants. If they speak Spanish, if they speak a Central American version of Spanish, if they speak one of the millions of Asian languages, aren't they welcome here? Now, they're not white, so maybe that's it, you know. Well, the Italians weren't white either, were they? Huh? The Irish were white, and the Jews that came here, oh, God forbid. So, I have a lot of problem with this immigrant thing. I really do. I mean, the points of view that are taken by so many people about keep these bastards out of our country. What are you talking about our country? This is not our country. What are you talking about? We don't own anything. Come on. You don't own anything. You take temporary possession of something, but you don't own it. So anyway, Bush's idea of compassionate immigration policy is to give more American jobs to Mexicans, who will then be exploited with low wages and no benefits by their corporate masters, while further weakening our labor unions and labor laws. That's great compassion. Huh? Tamaulipas and Nuevo León. Yeah, I got your Nuevo León. All right, another reporter asked about this renewed trade partnership between U.S., Canada, and Mexico. I don't have time to do this, do I? Listen as Bush stumbles around his explanation of the great success of NAFTA. Yeah, ask a former factory worker in this country about that. Now that our guy's manufacturing job is assembling hamburgers at Burger Doodle. The reporter says, you've been talking about cooperation. How much is this partnership a first step toward continental integration? And how far would you like to go?
I mean, NAFTA's been a success. All you got to do is go down to the border of our state. All right. If you could have gone down 10 years ago and gone down today, you would have seen a market difference of quality of life on both sides of the border.
That's a lie!
Program in order to lift the standard of living in Mexico and the United States. And so the vision that you asked about in your question as to what kind of union might there be, I see one based upon free trade.
How many lies are in that, huh? Lift the standard of living in Mexico and the United States. The level of poverty, everything I've read says the level of poverty overall in the country of Mexico has increased since NAFTA. Ah, never mind. This is your president talking. All right, we got a couple more of these when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America.
De una familia muy rica, Bush es un hombre insincero. Y una familia muy rica, antes de que usted vota quiero decirle que Bush ha vendido su alma. Gana dinero, Jorge Bush gana dinero. Gana dinero.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
I'm Jorge, too. Yeah. That means George.
I'm in a car wreck, and I don't even drive, no, no. I'm in a car wreck, but I don't even drive, I know. Well, I can't see my ghost, but I'm still alive. I'm too confused to stay.
I'm in a car wreck, and I don't even drive. All right, back to Bunny Pants and Vincente Fox and Paul Martin at Baylor University in Waco, Texas. All right, here Bush talks about liquid gas and our addiction to foreign energy, whatever that means. But hey, when it comes to addiction, Bush has experience with that, right? Addiction and mass global destruction. There you go. On the subject of energy, the reporter says,
Mr. President,
I wanted to ask you, what concrete actions do these governments want to lay out in order to make this partnership a reality as far as energy markets, which is a very critical issue for all of our countries?
Look, yeah, we're using a lot of it, and we need to conserve better in the United States.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And we're dependent on energy from overseas, and we've got to become less dependent on energy from overseas.
Right.
We're going to need liquefied natural gas coming into our three countries and into our markets. And I look forward to working with the presidents on how to develop more access to liquefied natural gas, and there's a lot of natural gas in the world. But there's no question. The United States of America is hooked on foreign sources of energy.
Oh, that's a great answer. Hey! What the hell did he say? You know, it used to be sad. Now it just pisses me off to hear the alleged president of the United States try to discuss topics he clearly doesn't understand. He ought to leave the energy issues to his buddy at Enron.
Now, this is probably my favorite of the night. Listen as Bush defines the word sharp for us. Or maybe he's trying to remember what the word sharp means. It's hard to tell. Then for no apparent reason, he starts talking about cows. Oh, my God. The reporter says, Mr. President, you've had some very sharp differences with Canada in the past, especially on issues like missile defense. Has this strained relations? And is the door still open for Canada to join missile defense in the future, something you call fundamental to the defense of North America?
Sharp differences, I guess that's sharp means kind of, if I think about what that means maybe differences so that we can't have a positive relationship. I view them, look, we've got differences. But think about all the trade we've got between our countries. And we've resolved a lot of issues in a positive manner, and we'll continue to resolve them. I mean, we had an issue with cows, and that is getting resolved. I'm amazed that we don't have more sharp, whatever you call it, disagreements.
Yeah, me too. Especially around what language you're talking, you know, or attempting to use. We had an issue with cows. I guess he's talking about bovine spongiform encephalitis. Jesus. Okay, last one. Finally tonight, there is no limit to the number of special relationships that Bush forms, right? There's the special relationship he has with Putin. There's a special relationship he had with that Romanian president. There's a special relationship he had with Jeff Gannon. Now he's going to double time Vincente Fox. Remember, it was Fox. He had the special relationship with Vincente. Now he's going to break out of that and have a special relationship with Mr. Martin. Oh. Obviously, I don't have to tell you what the word of the day was. I want you to figure it out on your own. Listen as Bush continues to answer the reporter's question about sharp differences.
As you know, Vladimir Putin and I have got a good personal relationship.
No, that's from...
In other words, what I'm telling you is that I think the relationship is very strong and very positive. And just because somebody doesn't agree with our policy doesn't mean that we can't continue to have very positive relationships. That's the relationship with Mexico and the relationship with Canada are very important for the United States of America. And the fundamental question is, do we have the capacity to continue moving forward with the relationship? And the answer is absolutely. People of our respective countries will see how vital these relationships are.
Oh, God. Okay, is that enough? Jesus, Kathy, you just beat me to death with these tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times use the word relationship in that 32-second soundbite. Bye-bye, George. Yeah, speaking of bovine spongiform encephalopathy, whatever the hell it is. Quick break, we'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy, this is Air America.
Travesties, trying just to justify on the free cruise. That cowboy can be fatal, he can make you paranoid. You make your man adjusted, a person to avoid. You rave against the terrorists, then murder like they do. You claim the peaceness, terrorizing women. Your old friends and allies, you see as enemies. Mighty, freaking, dangerous, mad cowboy disease. That cowboy disease, that cowboy disease. You won't find the funny when they go and kill these pigs. That cowboy disease, that cowboy disease. Please put them all in packs and throw away the keys.
She sure had a nose for money. When I told her who has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy spray in the USA, she learned fast.
Flonase, Fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. She even joined the Allergy Rewards program.
To save up to $60 a year. And that's nothing to sneeze at.
Neither is this. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round environmental troublemakers.
I feel so covered.
Only your doctor can decide what nasal allergy medicine is best for you. For best results, use daily. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat.
For more information, see a doctor. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit flonase.com. See the ad in Fitness Magazine.
Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility. Lowest average copay based on complete transactions, excluding those covered by government programs or discount cards.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. Oh, ooh, eesh, ah. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray for victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is a marvelous cleaning machine, and it's so light it's a pleasure to use. It outperforms vacuums weighing 3 times as much, and it's so sanitary it won't spew a cloud of dust back in your face the way those other bagless vacuums do. And to keep it running like new, we'll give you 3 free annual tune-ups. Try my amazing 8-pound Orrick XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harrison Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
What's happening, everybody? It's yours truly, the Groovy Ghoulie. This week on the Kyle Jason Show, we've got Lisa Tyson and Maurice Mitchell. Who are they? Well, I'll tell you there, Charlie. They're from a group called the Long Island Progressive Coalition. Now, they're not only in Long Island, but I'm sure they have a chapter near you in your state. How are we going to change politics in America, y'all? We're going to ask them. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason Show, baby. Saturday night on Air America Radio.
As you know, Vladimir Putin and I have got a good personal relationship. This is a vital and important relationship, and the relationship's an important relationship, and I would call the relationship a good relationship.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's the Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. Nice day to
26 before the hour. Terrell, or Terrell, is calling from Atlanta. How do you say it? Terrell or Terrell? There you are. Do you say Terrell or Terrell? Hello? Well, I guess nobody's there. Goodbye. That's a shame. Guy held on for over an hour. Okay. Charles is calling from Connecticut. Hey, Charles.
Hello, Mike. Happiness is being taken by Mike Malloy.
Oh, God. That's what Kathy says.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But, you know, I...
No, she used to say that. We, you know, we've got a seven-month-old now. We don't do anything but stay awake all night. And anyway, that's not why you called. All right. Go ahead, Charles.
Well, you know, I tried calling last week, but it became even more so recently. Which goes along with my analogy of where we personally are. Are you familiar with the British comic actor Rowan Atkinson, who does the Mr. Bean character?
I'm not, but Kathy is shaking her head yes through the glass here. So, yes.
Some years ago, he had a special that was on late at night. It's maybe like 10 years ago. Uh-huh. And in one of the bits, he portrays... very disgruntled father of the bride, giving his toast, and of his in-laws, he says, these people don't have the decency to sit facing the right way on a toilet seat. And, you know, that's exactly what we're dealing with. And, you know, you ask, what is it going to take? What is it going to take?
Right.
Well, I think that we as a nation are drunk. We're an alcoholic. Now, while the kids are keeping a distance from us, our spouse hasn't thrown us out of the house yet. People are covering for us at work, so we haven't lost a job yet.
Mm-hmm.
All the friends don't call, so we're still being able to maintain a relationship. First, the spouse has to throw us out of the house because they can't stand the behavior anymore. Then we got to screw up too much at work. Then we finally wind up in the street. It's not until we wind up laying in the gutter, bathing and wallowing in our own sick, and then we go around blaming everybody. What is that smell? What is that smell? Blaming everybody else. Until we realize we're the stench. Will we have finally hit rock bottom? We're still quasi-functional, as bad as it is. And when people say, well, we just have to survive four more years, I don't think we survived the last four. I don't see where the money is. I don't see where the security is. It says people, the people are biting each other in the street, practically.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to call around Christmas, because I asked a lot of people, and they felt the same way. They said, you know, it just doesn't seem like Christmas. The spirit, the attitude was not there. It was just, which is,
well,
and it comes from on top.
Yeah, your metaphor of America being a drunk in the gutter, I really have I have no argument with that, Charles. I agree that's what it seems like, and I'm just wondering if we have the ability any longer or the desire to get on the wagon and sober up. And what it's going to take is getting rid of this criminal administration that has stolen two national elections now. So, I don't know. All right, Charles, let me move on. I got some other folks I need to talk to here before I, really irritate some people who have been holding on. Thank you, Charles. I appreciate it. As far as the English, he's an English comic. Is that? Yes, he is. Rowan Atkinson. You know, I kind of do like the humor, that broad dance hall kind of humor of British comics, and Kathy tells me Rowan had bit parts as the novice stuttering minister in Four Weddings and a Funeral. Is that the guy with the real funny, he's got a real funny look? Yeah, okay. And the jewelry store clerk in Love Actually, which was a great movie. But my interest in British comics, I mean, when Benny Hill died, the whole thing collapsed for me. Now, I know, you know, there's Monty Python and Beyond the Fringe and TW3. Did any of you remember TW3? That was the week that was. And there's a lot of cross-pollination with those three groups, Monty Python and Beyond the Fringe and TW3. Brilliant. But that slapstick kind of dance hall comedy that Benny Hill did, to me, was just used to knock me out. We still see reruns on, I forget what channel, but every once in a while you can see it. There'll be a Benny Hill festival. And the Carry On movies, of course, too, were great. But Benny Hill, to me, was just, I loved the guy. Absolutely loved his humor. Just stupid humor. Loved it. Chuck is calling from Massachusetts. Chuck, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How about you?
This is the first time I've ever called into a talk show, and you're the one.
Oh, my God.
I just got Sirius Radio, and I'm loving Air America.
Well, this is making me nervous, then. Or no, wait a minute. You're supposed to be nervous. That's right.
Yes, I am. Well, I told your screener I wanted to congratulate you for being on the air. I listen to Sirius Left, and there's one person who says you're just as crazy as Michael Savage.
That must be that old potty-mouthed Lynn Samuels, huh?
Yes, that would be the one. I love her, though. You know what? I love all three of you.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. I've never met Lynn Samuels. I wouldn't know her from Adam's House Cat. I don't know why she's getting my case. I guess she had a slow news day or something or couldn't figure out what to talk about. I don't know her, never met her, never heard her. Apparently, she feels that she knows me and has heard me and can comment on what I do.
She's like me, I think. She just sits around and listens to talk radio all day, and she's got an opinion. So,
well, she ought to get a job, for Christ's sake, you know.
She has one.
I don't know. Somebody, I read something on one of the message boards that Lynn Samuels had some nasty stuff to say about, which is fine. You know, I don't care. I hope everybody talks. I'd like to think that Bush and Cheney talk about me and call me all kinds of bad names. You know, that's fine. But anyway, what you really called about is...
Well, you know, just what I told you, your screener. I love your show. And,
well, thank you.
I discovered you by listening all day long and all night long, apparently, since you're on from 10 o'clock in my time. So, and I just wanted to congratulate you, and, you know, I'm glad you took my call, because I didn't think you would. After I told your screener what it was all about, I sounded like a moron, but...
No, Chuck, it's okay. It's fine. I hope you call again, all right?
All right. I'll actually have something better to say than that, but thank you for taking my call.
All right, Chuck, you have a nice evening.
Bye.
Have a nice evening. Okay. Yeah, I heard... Where did we see that, Kathy? Lynn Samuels. Was it Democratic Underground, a thread on DU? I don't even know. But, so what? Yeah, as long as they're talking, I couldn't care less. Jerry is calling from Los Angeles. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, hey.
It's actually Terry, but that's okay.
Oh, Terry. All right, my bad.
I love your show, too. It's great. We really finally needed Air America, you know.
Well, thanks.
But what I really want to talk about, I was raised actually in a Christian fundamentalist family, okay?
Yeah.
And I got out of it by reading and learning, you know, history and stuff like that, and finally made me realize that it was all a bunch of crap. But I think what we're up against here is that most of these people only read the Bible. You know, they don't study history. They don't really know much, and that's why they're able to be tricked into all this stuff. Republicans have really just used this, I think, you know, to get these people. And they believe so much in faith, you know, they listen to their preacher and they believe everything he says, you know, and if anybody says anything against it, it's the devil. And that's what I think they've been seeing the liberals as for a long time, as the devil, basically. I mean, we've supported gay rights, you know, the abortion stuff. We've focused on that for years. And I think that it's part our problem as well, because Democrats, you know, for years have not talked about FDR. We haven't talked about economics. We've been going along with all this free trade crap. And we've just let the thing fall apart. And now it's gotten bad. And I think when you say, what will it take? Mm-hmm. It's going to take a collapse. You know, something, these guys are going to drive us into the ground. It's going to collapse. And then we're going to end up with a guy like FDR again to take us out of this mess. And I don't see any way out of it. You know, I just don't.
Well, I get that feeling too, and I hate to sound all that negative on the air. You know, it's all right if I sit around and try to figure out what the hell I'm going to do with I've got an 8-month-old. You know, what kind of a world am I raising her into? Thank God the other kids are all adults and can handle things as best they can. But I have grandkids that are young too, so you know I. So I worry about the same stuff that you're talking about. But there's got to be a way out of this, and I think the way out is to try to get people elected who are not Republicans and then get George Bush impeached, his whole administration. Just get him impeached. Hey, I have to leave it there. Thanks for checking in, Jerry. I appreciate it very much. Have a nice evening. Quick break. We'll be right back.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
If you suffer from irritable bowel syndrome like I do, I know it's the last thing you want to think about. It keeps you from being the person you want to be. Well, I've found relief from IBS, and so can you, with Digestive Advantage IBS. Just one tablet gives you 24-hour relief from diarrhea, constipation, and everything in between. Be yourself again with Digestive Advantage IBS.
Feel the advantage of Digestive Advantage IBS for the dietary management of irritable bowel syndrome. Available over the counter at drugstores everywhere.
I love it. Boy, we got the street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
I love it. Boy, we got the street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
The man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour, thanks to the crew. Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, Matt Iani. What does Matt Iani do? He engineers? Oh, we have three engineers now? Oh, okay. Hi, Matt. So thanks to Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and Matt Iani. And I understand Matt still has his training wheels on. Okay, Matt, welcome aboard. David, of course, Fazika screened your calls. Man, there's a regular crowd up there all of a sudden. It takes a village to make a program, right? Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch, Mark Marshall, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, and, of course, our executive producer, Catherine Bay. Best of Malloy tomorrow night, which means some cheesy rerun that they'll pull out of the bin from... No, they don't do that. It'll be a good show. So, you know, they'll do the kids show again, right? Number 39. Now, Best of Malloy tomorrow night, I don't know what they're going to do, but it'll be something fun. I'll see you again Monday, of course, unless I die in the surgery I'm going to have tomorrow, but I don't think that'll happen. Visit MikeMalloy.com and AirAmericaRadio.com if you would, please. All right? All right, enough with the credits. Eileen is calling from New York City. Eileen, welcome to the program.
Don't talk about dying.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Well, you never know, you know.
I like being knocked out.
Kathy knows if I wind up in a persistent vegetative state, she's to come in and put a crimp in that little feeding tube, and that's the end of that.
God, they're going to be camped out in front of your hospital.
Yeah, right.
I hate these Sunday freaks. I've totally hated them.
I know.
With a purple passion. Most of the time when I call you, I'm talking at railing about these people. But the reason I called tonight was I had this terrible thought, you know, as I was listening to your show. Since Bush's approval ratings are plummeting, what usually happens when his approval ratings go down?
A war, a terrorist attack, some kind of wag the dog thing. I don't know.
But, of course, you know, Bill Clinton, he was the one who wagged the dog, right?
Right. Oh, of course. Yeah.
Well, I'm really terribly afraid that if his approval ratings continue to go down, that something's going to happen because you know that they know that that's the only way that they can keep people scared and stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see, some terrible thing is going to happen in order to get everybody to rally around Father George.
Oh, God. Well, you know, I really, one thing I love about you is that you have no qualms about calling Bush what he is, a thug and a criminal. And, you know, people say, oh, well, I can't believe they would not engineer something like 9/11. Oh, hell yes, they would.
Yeah, they would. Sure they would. Of course they would.
Absolutely believe that they were behind it. And it's just way too convenient.
Well, I've said before, either actively or passively, this was too big of an opportunity for, you know, the last time Bush's approval ratings hit the 40s like they are now, the 40%, is when we had 9/11.
Yeah.
So these are pro-death.
They are. These people love death. Necrophiliacs, the entire bunch of them.
I know. So, you know, hold your breath. I hope nothing terrible happens in the next few days. I wouldn't be surprised if it does.
Me too, because I live in New York City.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, you know, I figure at least if they're going to drop something, it'll land on my head. You know, I'll go fat. But I don't know. I'm just waiting to see because they think nothing of... I mean, they killed at least 100,000 people in Iraq, and it meant nothing to them. So... what makes anyone think that they wouldn't pull something like that again?
Oh, I know. We are in a very risky, dangerous period in this country right now because George W. Bush's approval ratings are sinking.
Yes. And they laid it out in the PNAC website. They said, you know, absent a catalyzing event like Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And there we go. We had another Pearl Harbor. And it's just the timing was perfect. Could not have come at a better time. Bush was sinking in the polls. Everyone knew he was a total boob. And then here comes 9/11. And the way he reacted, you know, sitting in that chair, just like he was waiting. And, it looked like he was clueless, but I don't think he was afraid. I think he was sitting there just saying, okay, it's starting now. My friends tell me I'm being ridiculous, but I really think it's a joke.
No, I refuse to go along with the official story. I'm even beginning to doubt certain aspects of the 9/11 story that when I talk about it publicly or on this program, I immediately get emails from... from progressives, from liberals who say, Malloy, don't go there. Don't get into the conspiracy freak nonsense. You know, it's bad enough the way it happened. Don't pretend like something happened that is just conspiracy theory nonsense. Well, I'm sorry, but I don't believe anything this administration says.
No,
if it's high noon and they tell me it's daylight, I don't believe them. I think it's really midnight and they're jerking the clocks around. I just don't believe anything they say. I don't trust them. They're killers and they're liars, and the entire republic is at risk as long as these people are in office. It just is.
Everything that they say, it's everything that Bush says, you can expect the opposite. You know, it's like...
Yeah.
Janine Garofalo says it's, you know, everything is opposite day.
That's it.
It's like Superman Bizarro World, you know. Everything is smoke and mirrors. You can't believe anything they say. And as soon as Bush stands up and starts touting a program and how great it is, you can just bet your buns that the next day he's going to cut it.
That's true.
He always does.
That's very true. Hey, listen, Eileen, we're out of time.
I'm the last person to call.
You are. I'm going home. Thanks, Eileen.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, appreciate
your surgery.
Thank you. Appreciate you checking in.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's not like brain surgery. It's just, anyway, we'll be off tomorrow night. Best of, best of Malloy. So I'll see you Monday. All right. Take care. Watch your back. All right. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Smells like Jesus in here again. Good Lord.
Would you you like to own your own business and enjoy financial independence? For as little as $12,995, Transnet Wireless can show you how to capitalize on the exploding public internet market. There is no technical knowledge required. You get everything you need to own and operate your own business. Call 1-800-737-1943. This amazing Wi-Fi internet system provides high-speed wireless internet access for up to 100 users at the same time. You simply receive a monthly check for all the wireless revenue generated at your location. Users without a wireless device can access the internet and their email directly from the machine, payable by cash or credit card. There is unlimited income potential. Call now for your video and information package. 1-800-737-1943. Prime locations are available now. Call 1-800-737-1943.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60-foot by 120 for under